Gavin's the good birthday fairy.
Yay!
But I am not the Big Fatty's
secretary.
I don't know who that is. So
he has a historian. He has a secretary.
Of course, he's Big Fatty. He's the center of the podcasting universe. For God's sakes.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He's Big Fatty. He's the center of the podcasting universe, for God's sakes.
Yes. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1158 of the BFO for Thirsty, the 5th of July, 2012. You're coming up on today. Say it with me. Show y'all, I'm gonna review what Big Fatty did on Independence Day. Big Fatty! Hello, outers! Big Fatty, what the hell does that mean? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. It's the first day of the second two-day work week in the U.S. of A. for many people, including Big Fatty. And, y'all, I gotta tell you, the 4th of July was a very nice day for Big Fatty. Y'all, Tuesday, you know it was the full moon, y'all. It was the full moon indeed, y'all. I put a poke roast in the slow cooker with some barbecue sauce, and y'all, I just let it cook all night long, and y'all, then it was all that good juice with the barbecue sauce mixed in it. When I woke up on Wednesday morning, hump day morning, And so I had that ready to go for the Big Fatty's celebration of independence. Y'all, now I got to tell you something. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the number one fan of the BFO. That's Gavin from that Stick It With a Poke a little show. And evidently Independence Day is the day to treat Big Fatty like that old grandmother on the school bus. Y'all, he said something. Y'all, in fact, I'm going to go over here and see if I can pull it up so I can quote it directly, y'all, because y'all, I felt like that old grandmother that school bus, you know, where the children were giving her a hard time. And y'all, so I'm going to fire up the Twitter here. Big Fatty, you should have had that ready before you started the little show. But Tuesday evening, y'all had a gentleman caller. And it was a young one, and by young I mean, you know, he was early 30s, who hadn't been by in a while. Big Freddy, can I come over? And I said yes. And y'all, we had a few little firework. Big Freddy, please. We don't need to hear about your exploding fireworks. Big Freddy, I can't talk either, dear Gussie. But anyway, y'all, let me go over here and see if I can find this thing from Gavin. Y'all, let's just see right here. I gotta move forward. Move forward! Let's just see if we've got it here somewhere. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I'm just getting all kinds of messages. Y'all, here it is right here. Y'all, this is how I was greeted when I woke up on July the 4th. Happy Independence Day, everyone. And this is from Gavin now, the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. We celebrate Independence Day because it is the one day that Big Fatty can go without his Depends.
Big Fatty, he knows you better than we ever thought.
Y'all, I just can't believe that. I just cannot believe that. Y'all, he's turned Independence Day to Big Fatty being Independence. So, Big Fatty, like I said, he's got you figured out. But anyway, y'all, it was lovely not having the alarm clock wake Big Fatty up. Of course, the body clock still woke Big Fatty up. Cause y'all had to run TT. Had to run TT, and you know, but y'all, then I just crawled back into the bed and sawed some more logs. Yes, Big Fatty. Got up and had my brofkas, and y'all just had a leisurely morning. Y'all, I caught up with everything on the TiVo machine. I'll tell you what that, you know what it is. It's the barbecue poke. But that's not all. And y'all, also on two, I say Tuesday night, y'all, you know that drum major Kev, one of the Danberries up there in the Connecticut, y'all, he had sent me his recipe for the sweet and sour coleslaw, and so y'all, I decided I was going to make me some of that for the since I was going to be in my Depends, you know, and y'all, this is the recipe, okay? 1 pound of cabbage, red or green shredded, 1 large carrot peeled and grated, 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of kosher salt, 1/4 teaspoon of celery seed, 6 tablespoons of vegetable oil, 1/2 cup of rice wine vinegar, and black pepper. All right, now y'all, that's the recipe he sent me, okay? Now these are the instructions that he sent me. Toss the cabbage and carrot with salt and sugar and let sit in a colander, let set until wilted, okay? And then he says, empty liquid from the bowl, rinse and clean, and empty cabbage and carrot into the bowl, toss with the oil and vinegar, and season to taste with pepper. Now, y'all, it never mentions anything in there about the celery seed, okay? But anyway, and then it's notes. Now, y'all, this is where Big Fatty gets. Y'all, it's not me. I was confused as hell, but y'all, it's not me. Y'all, I'm convinced. I am convinced. Y'all are out there just trying to confuse Big Fatty. That is your mantra try and confuse Big Fatty. And so y'all, these are the notes. I use both red and green cabbage as I find it makes a great color combo. Now y'all, this is fine. Okay, I normally shred, toss with salt and sugar, and let sit overnight, sometimes longer, mixing it a few times. I like the cabbage really wilted. Okay, that's understandable. I got it. I got it, y'all. And y'all, then here we go. I will normally, here we go. Since I've been making this long enough, I don't really measure, okay? I can understand that. You know, cooks that do these things often, you know, they rarely pull out a measuring spoon or a measuring cup, okay? he says, I use 1/2 head of each cabbage and 2 to 3 carrots, depending on size. Now, y'all, okay, right there. He says he puts in 2 to 3 carrots, even though it called for 1 large carrot, okay? And that's fine. That's fine. Maybe they're just Bugs Bunny-ish. You know, they like a good carrot in their mouth. Big Fatty, it's vulgar when you say it. Y'all, and then this is where it really put Big Fatty over the edge, y'all. Over the edge, he says. I use poppy seed and caraway seed and eyeball it. No measuring here. The recipe doesn't call for poppy seed or caraway seed. It calls for a 1/4 teaspoon of celery seed, okay? Again, no measuring of the oil and vinegar. I add enough to make it wet. Okay, got it. And then make it once and then adjust everything to your taste. And I understand that too. So, y'all, I wrote to Drum Major Kev and I said, I'm confused. You're talking about poppy seed and caraway seed. And I went out and bought celery seed. We don't like celery seed, so we put in poppy seed and caraway seed instead. I said, okay, well, can you give me an idea about how much of each you put in there? Because, y'all, it was only calling for 1/4 teaspoon of celery seed, which, y'all, is a very small amount, a pinch, maybe a pinch and a punch, okay? And also he writes back, 2 tablespoons of poppy seed and 2 tablespoons of caraway seed. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. And, of course, Big Fatty, instead of the rice wine vinegar, I bought red wine vinegar, which was fine. I'm sure it's fine. But I used the red wine vinegar. But, y'all, I didn't. I had put some poppy seed and some caraway seed in there. So, y'all, I ended up just going back and adding 1 tablespoon of each of them. And, y'all, I've got to say, it was quite good. The only thing I think I'll do next time when I make it, and I will make it again, is I will put a little less sugar in it and maybe a little more vinegar. Big Fatty, we're just going to call you Old Sourpuss.
In 80 zillion podcast players across the whole wide earth, the BFO is counting on you, so stand up and prove your worth. Help your BFO get equal podosphere representation. Send us your best ideas for ruination, delurking, fibering, and don't forget, bacon. Answer the BFO census. And remember, your answers aren't remotely confidential and will be read out loud on the little show. The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Now, y'all, I thought I'd just interrupt telling you about the 4th of July and give you an update on the census. Now, y'all, I will let you know that I've handed out quite a few of the long forms, y'all, and I've gotten a few of them back. But remember, they're vulgar. Oh, dear Gussie, they're vulgar. Y'all, I might just add that if you want one, you know, all the instructions on the census are over there at the BFO under Top of the Heap. What I'm planning on doing is playing the voice letters from these things on upcoming little shows. And reading some of the long forms as they come in. But, y'all, I'm kind of holding off on that because we got a whole month of this to go. So, y'all, right now it's important that you get your census information into Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, we'll do it now.
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, back to the 4th of July. Y'all, while I was getting my share on Wednesday, y'all, you know, nobody else, no other podcaster says Wednesday, so Big Fatty will just continue doing that. But anyway, anyway, what was I saying? Oh, so y'all, while I was in the share, I got a cellular telephonic communication from the the patron saint of the BFO. That's Mr. Tim Cornwall. Y'all, he's trying to help me figure out why the BFO artwork is no longer showing up in the iTunes. And y'all, I found something in the what is that thing called? The I'll have to look over here and see if I can figure it out. It's called the feed burner. Is that what it is? Is that what it's called? Yeah, feed burner. Y'all, there was something over there where you could change your artwork. And you know, y'all, I had put in that I was put in the bigger artwork like Romo had suggested. And y'all, that feed burner link for the artwork was the old one. So I changed it over to see if maybe that'd work. But anyway, I missed the patron saint. He was going to try to help me figure it all out. But y'all, he's supposed to call back later on, and we're gonna try, y'all. We're trying. That's all I can say. Big Fatty, you can say that again. We all know you're trying. But y'all, after I got my share and everything, y'all, I had Ariel Puerto, delivery duties, which of course is, Mexican for Ariel Puerto, and y'all, I had to go pick up the friend of Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl Olive, and we'll call their friend we'll call her Itsy, and y'all, you know, like Itsy Bitsy, and so y'all, Big Fatty went and picked up Itsy, And y'all, Itzy lives in the high rise, y'all. And this is not just any high rise. This is the high rise of all high rises in Charleston. Cause y'all, there ain't a whole lot of high rises in Charleston. But y'all, this is the premier high rise in Charleston. So y'all, I picked up Itzy, and we loaded the grips into the escape, and y'all, we were on our way, and Itzy turns to Big Fatty and says, "Well, Miss Kitty told me about Big Fatty Online," and y'all, I just about crashed the car. Y'all, and I'm going, "Oh, dear Gussie Mac Mussy." And then Itzy goes, "Oh, and I've told my daughter Bitsy." And so, y'all, Itzy and Bitsy are listening now. And y'all, they live here. They live here in Charleston. And you know, lurking in Charleston. Oh, dear Gussie. But anyway, so Itzy and I just nattered on about Big Fatty Online and wanted to know how long the ruination had been going on and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, we just chitter-chatted, and then we picked up Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, and y'all, we were off to the Aeropuerto, and dropped them off at the Aeropuerto. Y'all, they're high society on the Delta Airlines, y'all. They're flying the business class over to Dublin, our Big Fatty. We don't need to hear about anything on you, Dublin. So anyway. So anyway, after I dropped them off, y'all, I decided I would go by the Sam's Wholesale Petroleum Station, because y'all, they have some of the cheapest petroleum in the Charleston area, y'all. I couldn't believe it, y'all. I went up there, and the gasoline was $2.82 a gallon. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. Y'all, I pumped that Ford Escape full. Just y'all, it was dripping out the hole. And Big Fatty, please. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 5th of July, we are celebrating two exitings of the birth canal, and y'all, the first one is Paul, and y'all, you know, Paul, he's always sending Big Fatty the jokes and the little stories and all that I read to you, so Paul, I'm sure had him. Is especially excited that it is your exiting of the birth canal day. Maybe he'll send you a little cake or something. And y'all, the other celebration of exiting the birth canal today is none other than that Sandy Flamenco. And Sandy is a good friend of Trucker Alex. And all I've got to say about Sandy and Paul. Big Fatty, I know what it is. Do you think there'll be cake?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I tell you, Okay, Gussie, y'all, and I didn't even finish telling you about what I did on the 4th of July, y'all. But y'all, let me assure you, it involved a coupon, a very big coupon, y'all. And I still got things that I had in the P.O. box that I need to tell you about those things also. Big Fatty, you should do a longer little show. No, I don't think that's quite necessary. Big Fatty, you can say that again. No, I don't think that's necessary. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday, and I hope that you didn't overdo it on the 4th of July, because y'all, you know, Big Fatty doesn't overdo it. No, Big Fatty, you do it just right. And Gavin, you know why he does it just right, don't you?
He's Big Fatty. He's the center of the podcasting universe, for God's sakes.
That is correct, and don't you forget it.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.